Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada to talk about winter weather, city ordinances, and safety tips.
Winter weather is soon going to be coming upon us, and there's a lot of different rules and regulations that people should know in regards to what they need to do if winter weather does hit the Knoxville area. Tell us about some of the things that people should know.
Oh, there's a couple things. The first thing is when winter weather hits, if we get a snowstorm hitting Knoxville, we have two city ordinances that come into play. One deals with parking on the street, and the other deals with getting rid of the snow off your sidewalks. Let's do the easy one first, snow on your sidewalks. Adjacent property owners or residents are responsible for clearing the sidewalks in and around their house. We're talking the city sidewalks, not the sidewalk that goes from your curb to your house. If you want to leave that snow covered all year round, that's fine with us. But that sidewalk in front where people generally walk, you're responsible for clearing it. Usually you have 24 hours after the end of a snowstorm to get it cleared. If you don't get it cleared, what happens is the city goes around and notes properties that aren't clear. If after 24 hours they're still not clear, we usually send you a reminder the first time and ask you to get it taken care of immediately. If you don't get it taken care of immediately, we have a contractor that will go around and clear it for you. And the contractor charges a lot more than you can hire him yourself for. So by all means, get your sidewalks taken care of. A big issue we have is with rental properties. Sometimes the landlord and tenant don't agree on who's responsible for clearing the sidewalk. It's the person living there, according to the code. So that's the person that's going to get the ticket. And if you don't pay the ticket, we just assess it to your taxes at the end of the year. So by all means, take care of your sidewalks. And that means making them clear. Get the ice off it, get the snow off. Don't just walk over it enough that it's padded down. The second big issue, and this is the one that everyone gets concerned about, is parking. The city of Knoxville has a snow ordinance. When the snow ordinance goes into effect, parking is prohibited on every city street. You cannot park on the city streets during the snow ordinance. Doesn't matter where you are in the city. And they have to stay off the street until the snow ordinance is over. And the snow ordinance ends either 24 hours after the storm ends or when the storm is over and your street's been plowed curb to curb. Now, the city recognizes that some people don't have enough parking spaces for all their cars off streets. So during the snow ordinance, when it goes into effect, we'd let you park on your front lawn. That's the only time of year we'd let you do that. But during the course of the snowstorm, you can park it up on your lawn and your grass. As long as you're not blocking the sidewalk, we'd let you do that. Once the plows have come through and the storm's over, then you need to move it back out on the city street. It's fair enough.
When it comes to downtown area, when it comes to parking, are there any sort of restrictions?
Really, there are none. The same restrictions apply to downtown as apply anywhere else in the city. So other than when the snow ordinance is in effect, you're able to park downtown wherever you want. Some of the challenges with downtown parking is when they do the initial snow clearance downtown, they tend to pile all the snow into one big, huge pile. Sometimes that uses up a couple parking spaces. Also, it might cause some problems viewing around corners. So you need to be a little bit more cautious around corners. But we allow you to park downtown. I should tell you, when the snow ordinance is in effect, there is a provision in there that if you have a business that's open for business, you are allowed to park in that open business. But that's one of the reasons we tend to only put the snow ordinance in effect at night. I should also say, we want people to know about the snow ordinance. If you're out there and saying, how do I find out when the snow ordinance goes in effect? There's a couple things you can do. Number one, watch the weather reports. Anytime we're predicting more than an inch of snow, we usually put the snow ordinance in effect. Number two, we're very fortunate in Knoxville. We have KNIA KRLS Radio. Here's a local radio station that takes care of us and lets us know about the winter weather coming in. So listen to them. And again, they're one of the first people we contact when we put the snow ordinance in effect, so they will be able a good source of opportunity for you to find out when that goes in effect. Third thing you can do is you can call the police department or you can call the sheriff's department and ask, is the snow ordinance in effect? Is it going to be in effect? And we'll answer that question.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.